Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 a.m. Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. We're looking to be in the 70s, at least where I am. And a lot of New England's warming up. But if you look out on the horizon, in about a week from now, still got some cold weather coming. So, you know, don't get too excited by this with some of your veggies and whatnot. Not time to get everything outside. There's still the chance of frost going on for another 2 weeks. So it's definitely something to be thinking about as your, your homegrown veggies might be getting a little bit bigger and you're getting excited to put them outside. I'd wait a little bit longer if you can. We're, like I said, right now, long-term forecast in about 5-6 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it might actually be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, was looking to be in the 30s with some frost possible overnight. I know just as we get some nice weather back to back after having all this rain, we want to get outside and do stuff, but I wouldn't do it just yet for those who are wondering, all right, are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. We're getting there, though. We're definitely getting there. So, it's nice to have a couple days back-to-back with the sun shining versus just tons of rain. Seems like almost all the weather we've been having is rain, so we can't really do a lot outside. Get areas cleaned up and really enjoy ourselves. I know some of the areas and lawns are starting to grow. Getting out there, getting some of the first mowings of the season done. Some of you are getting a few things ready in the garden beds. A lot of plants are starting to emerge. A lot of perennials are starting to show and show you that they are still alive. So it's definitely something to get excited about. Spring has been here for a while, but it hasn't really felt like it. With everything going on, plus weather-wise, we're starting to feel some nice temperatures. But just like every spring, up and down temperature-wise, rain, etc. The old saying, April showers bring May flowers. Well, that's definitely going to happen this year because with the amount of rain we had in April, There better be flowers, right? We all deserve it. So let's think about the happiness of all the flowers that are going to be coming. But a lot of plants are starting to bud up, get full, really look well out there. So something to look forward to. I also, you know, we've had some warm temperatures in our soils. We talk about it a lot with soil temperatures, and soil temperatures are really starting to pop up. You know, it's you know, we need those 50 degree days or more in the soil for it to really start to, well, first off, to germinate crabgrass, which is what we don't want, but to germinate any grass that you're putting down. You may notice we had some really nice temperatures, and you put grass seed down maybe 3 weeks ago, and you know, it's supposed to be either some of that fast grow or something that usually takes about 14 days, and you're wondering, what's going on? Well, soil temperatures haven't been up there as much. We're up in the nice temperatures, or we're above 50 for our five-day average, so that is good. That is something we want. The 24-hour average is 58.5. So 55 degrees or more, we're going to start seeing temperature, start seeing the lawn start to show if you're putting down new grass seed. So definitely today's temperatures will help by any means, because this warm weather will really help push some of that growth. Warm up the soil temperatures is exactly what we're looking to do to get things going. But like I said earlier, just be aware, towards the end of the week, we're looking at a frost, at least in my area. You know, the more north you go, you're probably going to have a little bit more of the frost. So definitely keep an eye out for it. You know, if you put stuff in the ground, blankets work to go over the top, keeping it a couple degrees. It's all going to depend. We all know the weather changes all the time. But just wanted to put it out there because I know it's a gorgeous day and you're going to want to get some things done outside. But, you know, if you're looking at tomatoes and some of your squashes and peppers, not too much time to put them in the soil yet. Don't put them in yet, just yet. So just want to make sure everybody's aware of that. We'll probably mention it a few times today just to remind everyone in regards to what's going on. Now, you know, I started to touch on it a little bit with your lawns. Lawn obviously is starting to grow. You're starting to get it really filling in. If it's been there, you know, our grass seed that we put down has not started to grow, but anything that was there prior has started to grow. So some of your weeds have started to grow too. I've noticed it in my yard. You know, certain weeds don't need soil temperatures to be warm, like a crabgrass, because a crabgrass is like a grass, so it needs that warm temperature. Whereas some of these other weeds, and I see a bunch in my yard, like a juga, clover, those types, some chickweed, and those types are starting to pop through. So, you know, you're kind of wondering, what do I do? Well, you know, if you're looking to reseed areas, it's not recommended right now to put the seed down and spray something to get rid of it. They have organic ways and synthetic ways. You know, that choice is up to you. I can always give you both options, because at the end of the day, that's your choice, not mine. But if you're looking to reseed this spring and you're starting to see all those weeds, maybe it's looking at, let's take care of the weeds first and then put down some grass seed so that you're getting those areas as well. So some things to think about with that. You know, certain products that you use, you can reseed within 7 to 10 days. So, you know, long term might not be a bad thing by using a product today to get rid of some of those weeds, right? Because in 7 days, like I said, there could be a frost. So that gives you time to get rid of the weeds. But then when it starts to warm up again, putting grass seed down for it to start to germinate. So, you know, that might be a good thing. Maybe that time is right on for you to look at it and say, all right, I know I'm going to have 7 days from now after a frost, and then I'll be able to start. Perfect. And maybe doing it that way. Yeah, so it's some different options for you. So if you were to, you know, have certain weeds, there are specific weed killers that will just go for the weeds that are in the lawn and not kill the lawn. Some of the ones that I talked about, like ajuga, chickweed, and clover. I use the chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer. I use it, mix it up and do it a couple times, actually. So for my instance on here, I would have to wait to reseed for probably about 6 weeks on this one. But because I have a heavy covering of those in my lawn. Haven't had a lot of time to take care of the lawn. But you'd be able to use those to spray on if they have lower amounts to get rid of them. With the Bonai product, the chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer, spraying it on the lawn. I believe it's about 14 days on that one. There's organic ways that you could use. You can use the Adios from Natural Alternative. There's a couple other options that we can talk about on the other side of the break. The break's about to hit us in about 30 seconds. So we can talk a little bit more about what you can kill with the lawn, that you can kill in the lawn with organic and synthetic products. We'll lead with the organic products because a lot of people are really want to use those, which I completely understand. And then we'll give a little bit of information on the synthetics. So you can give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll see you in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Frank and Nassau.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Pat. I have a slope on my property that I would like to fill in with some plants to prevent erosion. It's about, I would say, 8 feet by 3 feet. And okay. I did have forsythia there, and I cleaned it out because it was getting overgrown. So I would like something that I could put in, buy from, say, Home Depot, put in. It would look good, and I could forget it with minimum maintenance. Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, so you can actually, junipers are probably one of the best erosion control type plants that are out there. And a lot of times there are the low-growing junipers that will... you might actually see on the side of a highway, on like where overpasses are, they'll have different types of junipers there. So they do really well. It's something that, you know, you can just, you know, kind of set it and forget it. That's one of the top ones that I've seen. There are a lot of like perennial type ground covers you can use. There's some phlox. There's some... what is it? It's there's some phlox, then there's a different types of sedums. There are pachysandra. There's myrtle. It would depend on the sunlight. I'm assuming with the forsythia that was there, it was probably full sun.
It was full sun, yeah.
Okay, so junipers are the best for it. You could also use like red twig dogwoods. You could use, like, we want to look at perennials, you could use some heuchera. There are some different types of heuchera that will help. Any of them that have a decent root system will do really well. But my, like I said at the beginning, my favorite is the juniper. Just because there's some carpet juniper out there, like a blue rug juniper, that will cover the whole bottom. It'll just cover the soil on the top, but the root system's just as much, and it helps a lot with erosion control. So that's one of my favorites. That's an easy one to find, an easy one to get. So that's probably my main one to be looking at.
Okay. Do you recommend, say, some type of wildflower?
So some of the things with a wildflower, they don't have a huge root system. And so with the erosion, you're looking to try to get something where the root system is going to hold on to the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could use any, like, a wildflower mix that you could purchase. But the idea is, you know, to have something that has a deep root system to stay. You could take a look for something with flowers. You could possibly look at like sedum, the ground cover sedum, different sedum. There's tons of different sedums. They're in the succulent type family, which succulents are really easy to grow, low maintenance. So maybe that's one of them to really, you know, they. Because there's so many different varieties, they can have so many different color flowers with some of them.
Mm-hmm.
That might be something to look at if you're looking for the smaller. But, you know, sometimes with a wildflower mix, you have different styles, so they're not completely going to have that continuous root system, that deep root system.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I would stay away from it myself. I like the idea, though, with the color. You know, that would be nice to have on a slope instead of just looking at, like, a green juniper, right?
Yes.
So that's why you could look at some of the perennials. Some daylilies will do all right on slopes. I have some, like, tiger lily types on my property on a slope, and they just cover the whole area. So daylilies might not be a bad thing to be putting on there, mixing up with some different colors. You know, they have so many different colors now, some that rebloom, like the Happy Returns or the Stelladora. Rosy Returns is another one. Those might be some options for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, well, hopefully that helped out, Frank. Good luck, and keep us posted how it goes. All right, Frank, have a great one. All right, we're gonna take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus now exceeding 97,000. The COVID-19 database at Johns Hopkins University saying worldwide the toll is over 340,000. But officials in some former hotspots say they've cooled enough for limited reopenings. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo saying all key coronavirus indicators there continue to be on the decline.
Hospitalizations are down. The change in hospitalizations is down. The intubations is down. The number of new cases, that's down.
As this Memorial Day weekend approached, the numbers of people traveling in America went up. The TSA saying the number of passengers screened on Thursday and Friday were the highest since mid-March. They screened over 300,000 people each day. The lowest number had occurred in mid-April when just 88,000 people were screened. This is USA Radio News. President Trump urging his former attorney general to drop out of the Alabama Senate race. The president supports the former Auburn Tigers football coach Tommy Tuberville over Jeff Sessions in that race. Tuberville and Sessions are to face off in a primary runoff election on July 14th, the winner to face incumbent Democrat Doug Jones in November. In a series of tweets yesterday, the president blasted his former AG for recusing himself during the impeachment hearings. The president getting in some golf to start Memorial Day weekend. He was at Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia yesterday. Reports were the Secret Service members with President Trump had face masks on, but Trump did not. An ESPN college football analyst facing a misdemeanor domestic battery charge, Ryan Leaf, arrested Friday in Palm Desert, California. He was released last night on a $5,000 bail, set to appear in court on Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Doris is in Massachusetts.
Doris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, thanks for taking my call. I have a question. I'm going to try growing vegetables in containers this year. I've never done it before.
Okay.
I have some of the fabric bags, and my questions are, what kind of soil, how do I prepare it, and if you can suggest some easy vegetables for me.
Okay. Now, so for soils on there, you could look anywhere out on the internet for build your own soils.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the containers that you're looking for, pre-made soil is the best way to go.
Okay.
Mixing some of your own sometimes can take a lot of extra work, and it's always not completely mixed the way. A lot of the companies that have, like, your soil ready to go is pre-mixed, and they have the mixers to do it. So as far as soils, if you are starting seeds, which I think you'd be starting more like plants at this point, right? Is that what you're looking to do? Yeah. So for starting more plants, you'd look for like a nice potting mix, something along the lines. Espoma has a great like all-purpose potting mix.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a fruit and vegetable mix that's perfect for container growing. There are some soils out there, like a container garden soil.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those are perfect to use. You want, so a potting soil, you might read on a package, will say a soilless mix. Mm-hmm. Right? The soilless mix means it's just a lighter mix. It doesn't have like topsoil. It doesn't have the dirt that you would have from the ground, right?
Okay.
So that's where the difference between the two is. So we're looking for something a little bit lighter than like a heavy dirt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the reason behind that is when it's a light plant like this and something that's year after year, that you do year after year when you would replace, it's not as compact for the root system of a vegetable. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually look to do something a little bit lighter, add the soil to it. A lot of pre-purchased soils are going to have a neutral pH, so you're not going to have to worry about adding like a lime or something along those lines, because they've been formulated to keep that pH at the right rate to grow your vegetables for you.
Okay. And would I add compost and fertilizer to this?
So
or?
What I would look to do with the soil is fill the containers that you have with this potting soil, whichever one you choose to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would purchase any type of compost for veggies. I like using like a lobster compost.
Okay.
Costa Maine has a product called lobster compost. That's a great one. Or any like a compost planting mix to add to the soil. And what I do with that is when I'm planting like a from a 6-pack or a 4-inch plant, I'll mix a little bit in the area that I'm going to pot it, put the plant. So there's some nice extra soil in there, extra nutrients to give it something. I usually won't start off using much of a fertilizer. The only fertilizer I would start off with would be like the Biotone Starter.
Mm-hmm.
From Espoma. That starter has a lot of great things to help with transplant shock and to get plants acclimated to their new areas. So you use a little bit of that in there. During the season for fertilizer, you could use liquid forms where it would be like a wettable powder where you would mix it in a watering can and water that way and move throughout the year. Or you could use a granular form. Depending upon what you use, like a tomato tone or a garden tone from Espoma, those are great ones. Now, as far as easy plants, there's no real, like, completely easy plant to do. Your tomatoes, that's a typical one where they can grow nice and easy in the sun. If we have too much rain, you get some of the molds, etc. So those, I still think that some of the easy ones would be tomato, peppers, the old reliables, if you will.
Okay.
You just have to pay attention a little bit to the weather, taking a look at how you water. Highly recommend watering the soil, not from above.
Okay, yep.
What it does is when you water from the top, the water can sit sometimes on the leaves, creating that mold or fungus. So watering the soil is going to help alleviate some of that, so you don't have to worry about it as much. Obviously, if it rains consistently like we've been having, that would be something to kind of look at. And that's easy to fix by thinning out some of the leaves on the inside of the plant. So that's not that's not too hard.
Okay, and if I want to try green beans and yellow beans, can I get those in seedlings or do I have to start them from seed?
So I've seen them in seedlings already started.
Okay.
I've actually seen some of the beans where I work at Mahoney's Garden Center, and we had some in like a 4-inch pot, or it was like a 2-inch pot, but it was a little bit bigger than that, that I've seen some started in some of the beans.
Right. Okay. And are seedlings starting to come out now? I know it's probably too early to plant them, but can I buy them and take care of them in the house for a couple
Definitely.
Weeks?
Definitely. A lot of garden centers are having them. I know just for, I feel like I've been there every hour the past couple of weeks at the garden center I work at, but I know all the Mahoneys in Massachusetts have vegetables out and ready. We know that you need to keep a lot of them inside. Certain ones need to stay inside or be covered. But you can start to get them there. I've seen them in a bunch of different places, you know, just to pick some up. And a lot of them, as the season progresses a little bit warmer, you're going to see a little bit bigger and more options. A lot of the options start very small at the garden center because only certain ones are really cold tolerant.
Right.
And then
right.
as you go, you know, if you're looking for anything that kind of grows underground, all those you're going to have to either do by seed or by tuber. Like a potato is a tuber. So those ones you wouldn't be able to find as seedlings. You'd be able to find more of your tomatoes, your lettuces. Lettuce is a real easy one to grow. You kind of set it and forget it, really.
Okay.
You know, all your, you could do some cold crops that are a little bit more, that would take some time. Like a Brussels sprout takes forever. And it's almost like you're not going to pick it until almost like December sometimes. That's not as easy, but some of those cold crops would be out earlier, to grow for you. So, I mean, the options are really unlimited for you. But as we get warmer, you're going to see more options for it.
Okay, sounds good. And one very quick last question.
Sure.
Does the brand of vegetable seeds matter? I don't, because there's so many out there, that, you know, the big-name brands versus the, you know, the smaller boutique seed companies, if you will. Does brand matter?
Well, so I think it does. You know, I've always been one who has followed Burpee. I've talked about it a million times, and Burpee is one of the bigger names. I think they come out with some of the newer varieties sometimes and are part of it. But, you know, I'm not saying they're the best for it. There are some smaller seed companies out there. One of my favorites is Botanical Interests. It's family run, and, you know, they're still going. They have a lot of organic options for you. They're more of your, you know, small, like, it's more of your garden center type. You're not going to find it really at a big box store. I like those personally, just because I work at a garden center, but I like to support family run businesses like that.
Sounds good.
And I do know their quality is great. I've used their seeds myself, and it always does well. So a lot of garden centers carry them, but.
All right. Okay. I think you've given me enough information to get off to a good start.
All right. Well, we're here every week if you have more questions, obviously, but we'll be talking about it as we go on because I know we're still about 2 weeks away from bringing everything outside. They say the last frost is about May 20th in our area. So just keep that in mind when you're planting anything outside.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Doris. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another few hours to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And we were talking a little bit about some soils to use. And like I said, Espoma has a great all-purpose potting mix. Now, here's the deal on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give the roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and outs for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with Bountiful Blooms. Espoma Organic Potty Mix is just one of the complete line of all-natural potty mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potty mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. And like I said here, our phone number is 855-660-4261. And again, we're going to be here for a few more hours to answer all your gardening questions. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. Perfect time to get out in the garden and check out some things. I know yesterday was a gorgeous day out there, you know, hearing all the news. Everybody went outside. And I completely understand it. And it's been a rough, almost 2 months here for everyone being stuck inside. And really, I think it's like the warmest day, if I heard the news correctly during one of the breaks. It's like the warmest day since March. Now, it's funny to hear that it was the warmest day since March because it hit 70. And March in New England is usually not 70, but we had an uncharacteristically warm temperatures in March. Usually it would have said until last, like, you know, September, October. But it was interesting just to hear some of that during the news break. So it's warming up. Don't get too excited. I'm going to keep saying it because at the weekend there could be some cold weather. So some of the annuals you've been purchasing, some of the vegetables you've been purchasing, if they're outside, there's a way to fix them. We can cover them up with a blanket, get something over them, and hope on those nights when it's cold we have some cloud cover. Because if it's a bright, nice sky, that's when we have some issues for frost. So we can discuss that throughout the show and figure out a few things. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Rita is in South Carolina.
Rita, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Calling because my irises aren't blooming. I don't know what the problem is. Maybe they're too close together. Do I need to thin them out or what? I did cut them back in November.
Okay. There's tons of foliage at this point.
Yes.
So it's nice and full. It looks like there's nothing wrong with the plant.
No. The leaves look like the wind has burned them a little bit brown on the top.
Okay. All right, and they're in full sun?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have they been in those areas? Have you divided them at all?
No.
Okay. Sometimes if with irises when they get like completely an area just full of them, sometimes dividing them will help them force to rebloom. It might take a season to do, but what happens sometimes is when it's overcrowded, they just the plant just doesn't flower because it's competing with the root system. So the root system is just trying to get its area, and it's focusing on other areas versus focusing on the flowers. The other thing is it would depend on, did you have any freezes or like frosts overnight in the past few weeks down there? I'm assuming you didn't, but that's an option.
I think so.
So sometimes with the frost, it might kick them back a little bit, and when the buds are forming, it could kill any of those new buds. Sometimes they will rebloom. They can, but usually when they're, if a freeze or frost happens at the beginning, it might just not plant for you for that. It might not flower for you for that season. The way you were saying some of the brown tips on them, I'm wondering if that had something to do with a freeze. That could have had part of it.
Okay.
For a soil amendment to try and push a little bit of this growth, the bloom, a superphosphate would help early in the spring. So we could still do it to try and push some of this. But I think your options, there are a couple options. One is to divide some of them, to space them out a little bit more, use them in different parts of the garden. Make sure, obviously, you keep them in the full sun. You could look at fertilizer with a superphosphate. That's the one that has a middle number that's very heavy or very high. So superphosphates usually come in like a 0.18.0 or a 0.14.0. Those ones will help with bloom for it. Another thing to look at is look at your soil pH. They want to be higher in the soil levels, so maybe that's part of it. But I would think, to be honest, the most what it probably is being very congested in those areas and overcrowded. Maybe dividing them is going to help you. You're most likely not going to see any flowers from this season when you divide them, just as because you're kind of shocking the plant, right? And the plant's going, okay, what do? I got to grow roots. I got to focus on that. And so the plant is going to focus on the other areas, kind of like what it's doing because it's overcrowded. So that could be a lot to do with it. Make sure it's a well-drained soil. They like well-drained soil, full sun. Sometimes when they have some shade, they just won't bloom. But as we've already discussed multiple times, it's in full sun.
So shall I divide them now or later?
I would do it now. And try to space them out the best you can. Usually what you do is you take half of the one. So say there's 10, just as an example. I keep 5 in the same location that they are and then move 5 to another area, so half and half.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Hopefully that helps you, Rita, and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll see you in a few.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.